Well, with us today is Alan Migliorato, and Alan is a Florida business owner, but especially the co-founder of Adventure Catholic Leadership Training. He's the author of a wonderful book called The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter. Alan, thank you for being with us today.
Hey, Father, good to hear from you again.
You know, I saw the Sophia Institute Press catalog, and you got another book coming out. What is that?
I do. It's called Failing Forward. It's a kind of a guide for parents to use at home. We have coined a leadership training method for parents to use with their teens at home. And I think that's being released on the 21st, May 21st. But it's going to be a really great resource for parents to try different steps at home and try this method over and over.
If ever was a time parents needed help, this is the time.
Well, times are always changing, you know, and that's one of the things that I get asked a lot, you know, from parents is, you know, how do we navigate, you know, with what's going on today? I can't even tell you how many emails and phone calls I've gotten from different parents and teens and, you know, struggling with this time and looking for some advice and some hope. And, you know, I think we just need to pause for a second and realize that God is in control and God's going to take us through this, not to it. And so I think that's the very first and most important part. And it's so easy, you know, to say, okay, well, let's just pray about it. Well, it is easy to pray about something, but where the, you know, putting your faith into that God's going to get you through it, that's where, you know, we struggle sometimes. But there's steps, you know, parents can take, and hopefully they're taking these steps. And I have a few different suggestions. If you want to, we can maybe walk through a few of them.
Well, let's do it.
So first, I think parents need to be willing and able to evolve with the times without jeopardizing their moral compass along the way. So times are always changing. If we look back, you know, times have changed since you and I were young, and times before that have changed. You know, when TVs came out, that was the new devil for everybody to fight, you know, and then radios before that. And I'm sure there was something before that that parents were fighting against. And now, you know, we're all kind of struggling with something. But keeping kids on track and working through difficult situations is so much easier to do when your kids find focus with their faith. Even in difficult and chaotic times, it's necessary, even more so when things are chaotic, to take the time to pray as a family, you know, praying with, not I'll pray for you, but I'll pray with you. And that's an uncomfortable thing for a lot of parents to do that may have never prayed with their kids out loud before.
Well, I think that's the point. You know, parents are discovering the need for prayer, and now we are encouraging you and I and many others that parents need to pray with their children. And this was something, well, that was the job of the Catholic school. That's why we're paying so much tuition. They don't think about, one, their own personal prayer, and two, the prayer with and for their children. And it is a very oftentimes unnerving thing. They're thinking, well, what are the kids going to think now I start praying? What, you know, am I going to look foolish? Is it foolish to be praying to this invisible man that the kids think is and not God? Or, you know, what? The parents have all kinds of fears and anxieties themselves about praying with their children.
And it's natural, I think, you know, because you've never done it before. Some families are just not that pray out loud, light a candle kind of family, and that's okay. It's okay if you've never been that way before. It doesn't mean that you have to stay not being that way. And so the times are changing. We need to change with them. You know, I think, and oh my gosh, I'm going to quote Bruce Lee here, but he used to say, you know, you have to be like water. You have to, whatever receptacle you're poured into, you have to, you know, form into that receptacle. It doesn't mean that the substance of the water has changed. So we're still parents, and we're still helping our kids focus on God, but we're dealing with different things now than we've dealt with before. It doesn't mean that we change and say, okay, well, you know what, we're not gonna pray, we're not gonna go to church because that doesn't seem like it's helping, and because we're not able to get to the church to get communion, we're really not getting it, so it's really not that important anymore. That's the worst thing that could possibly happen right now. And that's what we need to fight against, you know, as parents, as priests, as deacons, whoever. We need to reach out to one another and support one another. One of the things that I found really works is to encourage your kids to make a schedule and stick to it. Now, my youngest daughter, I just got on her the other day, and normally I don't say anything if she's not taking my advice, but she's up till like 1 or 2 in the morning because she has spread her schedule out. to go to school throughout the entire day. And she's, you know, frustrated in the morning or tired at night. And I'm like, honey, you're not making your schedule and sticking to it. And she goes, I know, I need to get back on it, but I'm not going to force her to do it. That's more talked about in the book that we have coming out, letting them fail a little bit so that they can learn from their mistakes. And she's learned, you know, but we still need to encourage our kids to make that schedule for that they're not working 24 hours a day. A lot of teachers have called me and they're complaining that, you know, their struggle is that they're working 24 hours a day now. You know, they seem like they're always on call and they're always grading and they're always doing more things than they were doing before. It's just a matter of setting that schedule and sticking to it so that we can, you know, move ahead and not work ourselves to the bone.
Well, it is always the question, are you going to control time or is time going to control you? And that's always the battle everybody faces.
That's true. It's very true. And it's easy to get caught up in that. You know, it's like, well, I can do one more thing, or I'm going to go watch this TV show and then I'm going to come back and do it, or I'm going to take an extra 20-minute break here. And those are choices we make. But we need to educate ourselves as parents on the technology that we're probably not familiar with. At the same time, we need to educate our kids on the importance of those interpersonal skills, looking people in the eye, shaking hands, getting back to, you know, the roots of those interpersonal skills. So we need to do some learning as parents. We also need to teach our kids how to not only rely on, you know, emails and texts and Zoom meetings and things like that. We're going to get back to the way things were with some safety guidelines here relatively soon, I think. And we need to, you know, use those safety guidelines. But at the same time, it's important for our kids not to be afraid to look people in the eye and talk to them.
Now, what happens with parents who, because of all the things overwhelming them at one time, they just begin to shut down emotionally? You know, what can we do for them? They just want to go in and shut the door to the room and not come out. I mean, we expect that from teenagers, but we don't expect that from grown adults. But that's what's beginning to happen.
You're talking about the kids or the parents
sitting
down?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough one. You know, that's a tough one. There's a time for, you know, for maybe for parents to call and maybe get some professional help. You know, call and talk to your priest at your local parish and ask for some advice. My advice to parents would be, you know, you're being given a challenge right now that you not necessarily weren't given before. God does not give you things that you can't handle without him. He does give you things that you're going to fail on your own with. And so that goes back to my very first rule, which is keep focus on God. If you need 10 minutes, set yourself 10 minutes in your schedule. Listen, I'm going to have 10 minutes. I'm going to go in my room. I'm going to break down. I'm going to cry. I'm going to get myself refocused, and I'm going to come back out and be the solid foundation that my family needs me to be right now. Parents, you know, you have this weight on your shoulders. This is not unlike anything in history that other people have experienced. We have just never experienced it. But there's tough times that people have experienced all over the world. Throughout the Holocaust in World War II, people experience horrible things, and there's time to man up and to be that solid rock for your family, and this is that time.
Yeah, there's a reason we call our grandparents, at least you're my the greatest generation. I mean, they had to ration, they had to collect tin and rubber and all this stuff to fight the war, you know, fighting two world wars and a depression and then a Cold War. And, you know, it is. They in some ways, you know, the baby boomers were a spoiled bunch. They decided that we would have what they didn't. But maybe we should have had a little bit about what they had as well.
Well, I think we're being given that opportunity right now, too. It's you know, when tough times arise, you either break records or you break yourself, you know. And so it's time, I think, to start, you know, putting our selfish ways aside, you know, and we can deny ourselves a little bit for our children. And that's what parents do, you know, and we can't look at it as a sacrifice. We have to look at it as, this is what's required right now. This is what's going to help my child be successful. Because if you're acting weak all the time, and it's not bad to show your child that you have a weakness and that you're overcoming it. But when you don't overcome that weakness and your child sees that, they're going to mimic these behaviors later on. So it's so important for parents, you know, to be strong right now for their families.
Well, Alan Migliorato, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts on this for parents who are overwhelmed right now with various things in their children. If people want to find out about Adventure Catholic Leadership Training and see your new book, where can they go?
AdventureCatholic.com is the best place to find these. We're also on Facebook. I'm doing videos, like a video blog every once in a while. I'd like to interview you for one of those blogs. Maybe we can set something like that up. But yeah, AdventureCatholic.com is the best place to do that.
Thank you a lot. Thanks a lot, Alan. We'll have to set that up sometime to do that. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Father. You too. God bless.